the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is the dumbest reason, lamest reason, you had to put a relationship on hold or it ended? And it doesn't have to be a dating relationship, marriage relationship. It can be. Like Eric on hold is. He got a divorce and he says it's because of a really dumb reason. That happens.
Yeah.
But it could be just a friendship, someone you've known for a long time, and then one thing goes haywire, and there's already a lot of them coming in. But we need to start with this. Mayim Bialik, who you know as TV's Blossom if you're older, or currently she's one of the hosts of Jeopardy while they figure out what the hell they're doing there. But she was on the hit TV show Big Bang Theory for, what, a decade?
For quite a while.
And she's been around for a long, long time. She also happens to be a neurobiologist, I believe.
Yeah, she's got a degree, yeah.
Very, very smart. But weird, it seems, at least based on this clip. Not weird, just a very strong opinion about a weird thing, I guess. I guess maybe if I was an actor.
I think she's
so
weird.
She had a falling out with someone, but first she's going to explain why she doesn't like musicals.
The Tony Awards were this past Sunday.
Were they? Didn't realize.
How dare you. And I got told something today, and it shocked me to the core. Mayim Bialik, is this true? You do not like musicals.
So, I think that there's something for everyone. People expect that because I've worked with Bette Midler and because I'm me that I'm supposed to love musicals.
Yes.
No.
Yes, are supposed to.
It's not my thing.
Okay, but why? Why do you not like this?
Why do I have to like it?
I don't know. Did something ever happen in your life?
No, it's ridiculous. People are talking and then they're singing. It's so weird.
I don't entirely disagree with her. There are some musicals that I like, but the very premise is dumb. Hey, we're talking. Now we're singing. Okay.
The way that James Corden presents the question, he makes it seem like by default, everybody likes them and anybody who...
Yes.
Well, but that's probably what his mindset is, honestly, because he is in them and he loves singing and dancing. And I mean, that's his thing when he's not hosting.
It's not for everyone.
As opposed to what? Talking in a three-walled apartment without another apartment and a whole load of people laughing when they talk? Is realistic?
I think he's offended.
It
seemed like it.
He's joking, but he's offended by this.
I mean, he's also kind of right. Her argument is it's not realistic, but she was on a hit TV show twice with laugh tracks of people inserted. Right. Also, I mean, all entertainment's weird. Let's be honest.
But at least that, I mean, if you take away the laugh track, it's still just normal interactions.
Right. People. Yeah, people have lived in apartments and have conversations.
Yes.
They might not be as preposterous, but...
But you've never been in a real life setting where all of a sudden people sang a story to you.
Nope, that would be really weird.
I have.
You and Sheldon, it's a really realistic scenario. Is that what we're going for?
Here's the story.
The documentary that is the Big Bang Theory.
Here's the deal. If you want to sing, just sing. Go in a car with James Corden. Cut an album, like an LP.
Yeah.
That's music. If you want to act and have a thing, you do the play. I don't want them together.
Really?
Yes.
Just got to keep it separated.
When was the last time you went to see a musical?
I have a very bad story about a musical. I saw Rent. I was friends with Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
This is a terrible story.
Go on.
I went to see Rent.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a long time ago. I was a teenager, and I did not... it wasn't my thing.
Sure.
But when your friend is in the play...
Yeah.
And then everybody's clapping at the end, and you say to your boyfriend next to you, I don't want to stand for this. And then you look up and Neil Patrick Harris is looking right at you. It's a bad day.
Hang on. So everyone was stood up. And
standing ovation, because everybody loves Rent and Neil Patrick Harris was in it. It was like, we were teenagers. It was like right after he finished Doogie Howser. And Neil was fantastic. I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't into like the let's give a standing ovation. It wasn't my thing. But that's the time when you don't say it out loud. Because Neil was reading my lips, and when I went backstage to say hi to him, he said, we were friends at the time, he said, I kid you not, why did you say you weren't going to stand up? He read my lips.
That's a very fair question.
I did not have a good answer.
No.
It was
terrible.
Then
you just
got
to own it. You just got to own it.
It was bad.
I did not enjoy it.
Now, she's laughing about it now, and they have since buried. Now, you would be offended if you were a performer and notoriously.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's a little thin skinned. Or a lot.
Right.
And your best friend is there and you see them say to their significant other, I'm not standing up for that. That would get in your head fast.
I'm much more on his side than her side.
Because
even if you don't like it, you still just stand up and clap. Yeah. I mean, even if it's like you don't love musicals, somebody...
Be happy for
your friend.
They
put their heart and soul into a performance and you congratulate them on... finishing the play. Yay.
Especially if everyone else is giving a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's close enough to see you. Like, you're clearly in that friends and family section. That's phenomenal seats.
Right. I've never given a rat. You know, there have been weddings I've been to where I didn't really give a rat's ass because I was just there with somebody or barely knew him. But when they go, here's the bride and groom, I still clapped.
Right.
Like, you don't just stand there and go, I don't care. I'm a bride.
And you definitely don't defiantly say, I don't think they're made for each other.
Yeah, just shut up.
They didn't speak for a long time after that. He eventually forgave her. In fact, later, apparently it was revealed later that he found out she still carried a lot of guilt for it and sent her flowers and said, hey, no big deal.
She should have carried guilt.
But that's definitely like 90% on her.
Oh, without question.
Maybe more.
I'm going to put it all there because I've enjoyed many more of his things than her things. Yeah. So.
And she kind of annoyed me just now.
Yeah,
she's
a spaz.
She's definitely got a nerd quality to her, like in real life, that like you can tell she's like a neuroscience type of person.
All right. So what's the worst reason? Like having a relationship go dormant because you didn't give someone a standing ovation is inherently pretty stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to Eric in West Michigan. Eric, why did your relationship go south?
Well, me and her got married, and my grandfather started showing signs of Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So I started staying with him to help take care of the household and whatnot, but it got expensive taking care of two households. So my wife agreed to go ahead and move in with us, and she said she'd take care of the house if I stayed to work. So I'd go to work, I'd take care of grandpa, and I'd come home and I would still clean. And after a month, there wasn't a single dish done in the house. Finally, on one of the good days, Grandpa goes, you guys need to do the dishes. I'm not doing the dishes. You live here, you can do the dishes, or I'm going to be living here alone. We got into such an argument, she left and filed divorce within an hour.
Wow. What? That ramped up.
That ramped up quickly.
That really did.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think you were going to say you invited your wife to move in with you and your senile grandpa. That was a twist, even at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dishes can be a real sticking point.
Yeah, seems like that was just a symbol. Of
maybe the last straw.
Bigger picture.
This one. My best childhood friend across the street stole one of my cool golf balls and then lied about it. We didn't talk for a long, long time. Then one day, him and his family moved to Arizona, and I thought, good.
Okay, see, now that's what I'm talking about.
Man.
Like, he stole one of my cool golf balls.
That must have been a really cool golf ball.
Yes, of course it was a cool golf ball.
It was when I was in college. You know how when you come home for the summer in college, you kind of have, like, those casual little fling-type relationships?
Mm-hmm.
And I once ended a very short relationship with a girl because every time I would say the word so, like if we were just sitting around, I'm like, so, how's it going? But before I could say, how's it going, she would say, buttons. So if I said so, she would say, buttons.
What?
I think you made the right choice.
Like, were you dating like a creepy doll? Who is that? That's so
weird.
It drove
me insane. Mm-hmm. And that happened for about 3 or 4 days. And I was like, all right, well, this is the...
Kelly.
We are done with this.
The challenge for you is every time Steve says so with a pregnant pause, you have to get the word buttons in there from now.
No, it's got to be creepier, though.
Buttons. weird. That similar thing. I was trying to think, like, I don't think I've stopped talking to a friend or like a long-term relationship like what we just heard, but same as Steve. I had just a fling that was a couple of months, but this guy wore graphic t-shirts all the time.
Oh, right there.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So, yeah. Like the ones where it has like two hands on it. It says who's got two thumbs and likes ears.
Like a band t-shirt, a brewery t-shirt, like a state park t-shirt. I don't care. You put your opinion on a t-shirt or a funny, stupid little joke on a t-shirt. Like, stop it. Stop it. Like, I don't know. Get a dinosaur shirt. Cool. I don't care about stuff like that. But, oh my God, the moment it's got some stupid little saying on it, hate it. So I stopped talking to him.
Rachel?
I have a couple on Facebook that are pretty good. People are commenting. Robin said that she had an ex who ate with two forks, one in each hand, because that's how fancy people do it.
Wait, because that's how fancy people do it.
So that's what he thought?
Now, I would say that's how, like, really, that's how really efficient people do it, I guess.
It's hilarious.
Now, I wonder if he did two at the same time, or if it was like right hand, left hand.
Like he was walking.
Yeah.
His hands were walking to his mouth.
I feel bad saying this, but that's something that I feel like we would have caught Joe during the producer Joe era doing in his booth, because he used to eat so fast. Like it was on a wheel going around and around, scooping food, putting in mouth, scooping food. But if he had had both wheels going.
If it you're was, eating with two really forks, are you remarkable. Treating it like a race? Like, are you trying to get it done in a record amount of time?
Left fork is out to a big lead, and here comes right fork. Oh, what a scoop of food into the mouth.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's a person who doesn't shoot stuff out constantly while they're eating.
They're definitely a messy eater. Yeah. That would annoy me more than the two forks.
And I would love to see that once, though. Somebody legitimately eating that way. Like, to be at a restaurant or something and look over and see somebody two fork in it. Like, that would be pretty amazing.
I might do that Friday night with the sports crew, just
yes please,
without saying anything, just to see how long it'll take them to not be able to stand it. My guess would be second bite, honestly.
So but which method are you gonna do? You're gonna do walking or shoveling?
I think it'll be walking back and forth, also I think it'll draw attention when I say to the waiter, can I get another fork, please? And there's still one sitting on the table next to my plate. Well, I think that's going to be trouble.
Just make sure you eat at a fancy enough place where they give you two, one for the salad.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not using that. You're right, Howie. Got it covered.
Yeah. Just hang on to that sucker. And
I mean, would you end a relationship over not knowing how to use a can opener? Because Amanda also commented that she ended a relationship because her ex didn't know how to use a manual can opener.
Yes, I would. I think, yeah. I mean,
didn't even know what to do with it. Yeah. She said she handed it to him and just he didn't even know what it was.
How did he get that far?
Like, how do you
somebody
do that?
Must have always done everything for him,
I guess.
They've got
right?
little pop tops on cans now, too.
Yeah,
that's right. But still.
I mean,
but some don't. And I mean, that's a really basic thing. Yeah. I mean, that would, I don't know if I would like end a friendship or a relationship, but I would certainly put a red flag into things. And I would be watching every other thing that they might not know how to do.
That red flag would just say, this person's stupid.
Right. That's because that is what that is saying.
Mm-hmm.
The common deal breaker seems to be kitchen things right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
We could do a whole other thing on people that don't know how to use ordinary objects, because just the idea of not knowing how to use a can opener when you're old enough to be in a relationship made some pop into my head. But what
you
is
you didn't
the...
know how milk worked.
Well, I could get it open. I just was doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I was making it more complex. This isn't an invitation to make a list.
You didn't know how tongs worked either.
Oh, yeah!
That's right.
Yeah. The most simple of kitchen gadgets.
Yeah. Like two sticks and a spring.
I mean, it was something. It might have been mankind's first tool.
It wasn't.
Beyond rock and stick.
Boy, that one's really stuck. Every time Kayla and I are in the kitchen, like if we're emptying the dishwasher or cooking something, inevitably I'll turn around and she's holding the tongs like, oh my God, look at this. Wow, right. Big, small, big, small.
Kayla, if you're listening, you have to keep doing that.
Don't say that. She doesn't need your help.
But instead of doing big, small, you just have to hold them up in front of you and go,
yeah.
That is the sound you made when we showed you how they work.
I mean, my God.
I remember.
You know what? The self-esteem of her ex must be, like, really low, because if she went to you next,
It's got to be really amazing.
Right? Oh, yeah.
That's going to hurt later.
Going to ring some bells. I'm a catch in other ways. I'm just not very smart.
You are a catch in other ways.
I got dental.
That's what I always tell girls, too. I have dental.
My dog Howard is super sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody likes him.
You're kind of figuring your hair out.
That was hurtful for so long.
You're almost like easing into a. You're almost easing into a style.
Kelly just gave. Kelly just insulted me in a way that made me feel bad for like 20 years in hindsight. And Rachel's laughter is only throwing salt into the wounds.
It's just so funny because it hurts you a little bit.
Is everyone, do you guys get a new one-up, make things hurtful calendar or something? Every person who says something, it's worse.
We haven't seen you in person in like a week, so everybody have to catch up.
So effing nice when I was home.
But isn't it fun how we're also kind of complimenting you at the same time? I think we're doing like a really good job of this.
I'm really becoming smart and handsome. That's how I'm hearing it.
I'm thinking every day you get a little less stupid, and that is so nice.
It's just kind of like a slap in the face followed by the most gentle forehead kiss for you.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.